This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Kulanasha, Destruction of Lineage. Kulanasha, meaning destruction of lineage, symbolizes the karmic unraveling of ancestral patterns, family structures, and inherited legacies that have outlived their purpose. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's destiny to witness or participate in the dissolution of traditions, family bonds, or societal roles that no longer align with higher evolution. Individuals with planets placed in Kulanasha are called to confront the collapse of old frameworks and to find meaning and renewal beyond inherited identities. The nature of Kulanasha imparts qualities of detachment, resilience, existential realism, and the profound capacity to navigate endings without losing inner purpose. These individuals often experience deep fractures in family life, cultural belonging, or social expectations, either through personal conflict, generational disintegration, or the natural decay of once vital institutions. Their lives call for courage to accept loss and the wisdom to build anew from the ruins. Talent-wise, Kulanasha natives possess remarkable independence, critical insight, and the ability to survive major identity shifts. They excel in crisis management, social reform, historical analysis, spiritual counseling, and any field that requires understanding the life-death-life cycles of systems and structures. Their strength lies not only in dismantling what is obsolete, but also in discerning what must be preserved, and in shaping new forms of belonging that are more authentic and conscious. Professionally, individuals influenced by Kulanasha thrive in fields involving transformation and restructuring, social activism, legal reform, humanitarian aid, historical research, grief counseling, or even roles in industries undergoing disruption. They are naturally suited to work that helps others navigate endings, such as hospice care, trauma therapy, or conflict resolution. They may also play pivotal roles in redefining cultural or familial values for future generations. Challenges for Kulanasha natives include loneliness, disillusionment, bitterness, or a sense of alienation if they overly identify with the loss rather than the opportunity for renewal. They may struggle with feelings of betrayal, either being betrayed by their lineage or feeling guilt for breaking away from it. Learning to honor both the gifts and the limitations of their ancestry while consciously choosing to evolve beyond it is central to their healing and fulfillment. The archetypal resonance of Kulanasha aligns with the revolutionary, the wise outcast, and the bridge builder archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes figures who dismantle fallen dynasties or bring the death of old orders to clear the way for spiritual renewal, like Kalki, the prophesied avatar who ends the age of decline. Psychologically, Kulanasha represents the soul's confrontation with impermanence in communal and familial forms and its choice to seed new futures beyond inherited limitations. At their highest expression, Kulanasha natives embody the sacred power of necessary endings. They teach that the destruction of a lineage is not a tragedy if it liberates the soul to align with a deeper, more universal identity. Their journey is to become creators of conscious legacies. One's rooted not in unthinking repetition, but in truth, freedom, and the fearless embrace of renewal beyond the ruins of the past. Stat D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Vamshakshaya, Decay of Dynasty. Vamshakshaya, meaning decay of dynasty, symbolizes the gradual weakening, fragmentation, or fading of ancestral lines, family traditions, and inherited structures. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's karmic encounter with the slow erosion of lineage, values, or communal legacy. Unlike sudden destruction, Vamshakshaya represents a quiet withering away, a gradual loss of vitality and relevance in familial, cultural, or institutional frameworks over time. The nature of Vamshakshaya imparts qualities of resilience, realism, introspection, and an acute awareness of impermanence. Individuals with planets placed in Vamshakshaya are often witnesses to the gradual decline of family prominence, weakening traditions, or the dispersal of once cohesive communities. Their lives call for deep acceptance of change, the courage to find meaning amid slow dissolution, and the wisdom to transform loss into a new form of contribution. Talent-wise, Vamshakshaya natives often possess a profound sense of history, empathy for transitional phases, and an instinct for conservation or reinvention. They excel in fields that involve preservation, archiving, community rebuilding, mentorship, or healing generational trauma. Their strength lies in recognizing what still holds value, protecting vanishing legacies, and creating new structures that honor the spirit of what came before without being trapped by it. Professionally, individuals influenced by Vamshakshaya thrive in areas connected to heritage conservation, history, education, counseling, community development, or environmental protection, any sphere where the slow preservation of life, knowledge, or tradition is vital. They are naturally suited to work that deals with preserving what remains, managing decline with dignity, or guiding others through long processes of transformation, whether cultural, ecological, or social. Challenges for Vamshakshaya natives include feelings of helplessness, melancholy, nostalgia, or resignation when faced with inevitable loss. There may be a tendency to mourn the past excessively, to feel isolated amidst changing environments, or to struggle with a sense of futility. Learning to appreciate impermanence as part of the natural cycle of life and discovering meaning in small acts of renewal is crucial for their emotional resilience and fulfillment. The archetypal resonance of Vamshakshaya aligns with the steward, the historian, and the silent witness archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes figures who protect fading worlds or bear witness to the end of an era, like the last chronicler of a fallen kingdom or the guardian of a dying flame. Psychologically, Vamshakshaya represents the soul's journey through acceptance of transience, the humility to honor what is ending, and the faith to nurture seeds of renewal even in the twilight of tradition. At their highest expression, Vamshakshaya natives embody the sacred duty of remembrance and gentle continuity. They teach that the decay of a dynasty is not an ultimate failure, but a call to reinvent the essence of belonging beyond form. Their journey is to become silent gardeners of memory, wisdom, and new life, tending to the fading embers of the past with tenderness and quietly preparing the soil for future rebirths. D60, Shashtiamsha Principles, Utpada Calamity. Utpada, meaning calamity or uproar, symbolizes the disruptive, chaotic forces that suddenly tear through the structures of life. Within the D60 chart, this influence toward a soul's karmic engagement with turmoil, unexpected upheavals, and profound dislocations. Utpada does not merely disturb the surface. It shatters existing realities, forcing rapid, often uncomfortable change that clears stagnant patterns and outdated norms. The nature of Utpada imparts qualities of daring, resilience, revolutionary spirit, and raw vitality. Individuals with planets placed in Utpada often become agents of disruption, whether by choice or circumstance. Their lives are rarely linear or predictable. Instead, they are marked by sudden twists, dramatic conflicts, and profound transformations that demand continual adaptation. They are called to embrace volatility not as destruction for its own sake, but as a means of clearing the way for necessary new beginnings. Talent-wise, Utpada natives possess acute crisis management skills, bold creativity, and the ability to thrive in rapidly changing or unstable environments. They excel in fields where quick thinking, improvisation, and the courage to challenge entrenched norms are crucial. Their strengths lie in stirring movement where stagnation reigns, catalyzing reforms, and energizing dormant systems with fresh, if sometimes chaotic, life force. Professionally, individuals influenced by Utpada thrive in roles involving activism, emergency response, journalism, innovation, or political reform, any arena where confrontation with the status quo is necessary. They may also succeed in entrepreneurship, technology disruption, disaster management, or conflict resolution. Their presence often acts as a catalyst for systemic change, whether in social, corporate, technological, or personal spheres. Challenges for Utpada natives include recklessness, alienation, chronic instability, or self-sabotage if their disruptive impulses are not guided by conscious purpose. They may struggle with authority, continuity, or grounding, finding themselves embroiled in constant battles or unable to sustain lasting structures. learning to channel their tremendous force constructively, distinguishing between necessary upheaval and needless chaos, is key to their personal growth and lasting impact. The archetypal resonance of Utpada aligns with the revolutionary, the trickster, and the stormbringer archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes figures who shake worlds, whether Prometheus stealing fire, Shiva performing the dance of destruction, or mythic heroes who defy tyrannies to birth new orders. Psychologically, Utpada represents the soul's confrontation with chaos as a force of renewal, the drive to overthrow complacency, and the necessity of disturbance to foster evolution. At their highest expression, Utpada natives embody the sacred necessity of disruption. They teach that calamity is not merely destruction, but an invitation to awaken, to reimagine, and to reconstruct. Their journey is to wield the fires of upheaval wisely, breaking only to rebuild stronger, disturbing only to awaken deeper truths, and forging new paths through the fertile ashes of revolution. D60 Shashtyamsha principles, Kala, time, death. Kala, meaning time or death, symbolizes the inexorable, impartial forces of cosmic law, destiny, and finality. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a soul's deep karmic engagement with the realities of limitation, mortality, and the inescapable passage of time. Kala represents the patient yet relentless movement of cycles, the silent but certain erosion of all that is transient, compelling the soul to mature through acceptance of impermanence. The nature of Kala imparts qualities of patience, endurance, sober reflection, and profound wisdom. Individuals with planets placed in Kala are often marked by an early or heightened awareness of the finite nature of life, responsibilities, and worldly attachments. Their lives may unfold through heavy karmic themes, serious commitments, delayed rewards, long-term struggles, or experiences that demand perseverance over many years. They are called to align their actions with timeless principles rather than fleeting desires. Talent-wise, Kala natives possess remarkable powers of endurance, strategic vision, and mastery over long-term processes. They excel in fields that require patience, structure, ethical rigor, and an understanding of consequence over time. Their strength lies not in rapid achievement, but in the slow, steady building of legacies that outlast the short-term fluctuations of fortune, rooted in an unshakable awareness of life's deeper rhythms. Professionally, individuals influenced by Kala thrive in roles connected to law, governance, timekeeping, archival work, spiritual teaching, history, and legacy building. They are suited to careers that require steadfastness, maturity, and the ability to administer or steward institutions through long cycles: judges, administrators, historians, philosophers, and spiritual guides. Their impact often grows over time, becoming most evident in the later stages of life. Challenges for Kala natives include melancholy, cynicism, fatalism, or excessive rigidity. They may struggle with pessimism, isolation, or a heavy burden of duty that feels never-ending. There can also be a tendency to become stuck in outdated structures, resisting necessary change, or to carry the sorrows of time too heavily on their shoulders. Learning to balance gravity with hope and discipline with compassion is essential for their wholeness and fulfillment. The archetypal resonance of Kala aligns with the judge, the sage, and the keeper of time archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes figures like Kronos, Saturn, or Yama, the stern but necessary guardians of order, endings, and cosmic justice. Psychologically, Kala represents the soul's journey into maturity, the confrontation with mortality, and the cultivation of an inner authority that transcends fleeting trends and endures across lifetimes. At their highest expression, Kala natives embody the sacred dignity of time's flow. They teach that death is not an end but a passage, that endings are integral to renewal, and that true legacy is built through humility, patience, and alignment with eternal principles. Their journey is to stand as pillars of continuity, guardians of wisdom, bearers of memory, and silent witnesses to the soul's slow but certain ascent beyond the illusions of impermanence. D60, Shashtyamsha principles, Saumya gentle. Saumya, meaning gentle or mild, symbolizes the soul's cultivation of peace, kindness, and harmonious existence in a world often shaped by conflict and ambition. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a karmic orientation toward grace, soft-heartedness, emotional intelligence, and the quiet power of benevolence. Somnia signifies the soul's journey of choosing kindness over force, understanding over judgment, and gentleness over domination. The nature of Somnia imparts qualities of empathy, diplomacy, patience, and emotional resilience. Individuals with planets placed in Somnia are often naturally attuned to the needs of others, sensitive to subtle emotional currents, and driven by a desire to nurture harmony in their environment. Their lives are shaped by a deep commitment to peacemaking, healing, and providing emotional shelter in the midst of turbulence, even if it means setting aside personal ambition. Talent-wise, Somnia natives possess strong interpersonal skills, an intuitive understanding of relationships, and a natural ability to calm tensions. They excel in environments where mediation, hospitality, counseling, nurturing, or artistic expression is valued. Their strength lies in creating spaces where trust, emotional safety, and kindness can flourish, often acting as the unseen but essential threads that hold communities and relationships together. Professionally, individuals influenced by Somnia thrive in caregiving fields, education, diplomacy, human resources, hospitality, therapy, and any domain requiring emotional intelligence and tact. They are well-suited to roles that involve bringing people together, healing emotional wounds, or fostering inclusive environments. They may also excel in creative fields where softness, beauty, and emotional nuance are central themes, such as poetry, music, or interior design. Challenges for Somnia natives include tendencies toward over-accommodation, difficulty asserting boundaries, or vulnerability to being taken advantage of due to their kindness. They may struggle with internal conflict when forced into environments of aggression or harsh competition. Learning to balance gentleness with inner strength and to recognize that true kindness sometimes requires firmness is critical for their empowerment and fulfillment. The archetypal resonance of Somnia aligns with the peacemaker, the healer, and the gentle guardian archetypes. Mythologically, it reflects figures like Lakshmi's soothing grace or the serene compassion of Avalokiteshvara, forces that heal, nurture, and restore balance through unconditional love. Psychologically, Somnia represents the soul's devotion to tenderness as strength, and its quest to embody love and reconciliation as transformative forces. At their highest expression, Somnia natives embody the sacred art of healing through presence alone. They teach that gentleness is not weakness, but an immense, sustaining power. That kindness can mend what force cannot, and that true strength often wears the face of compassion. Their journey is to weave beauty, peace, and heartfelt understanding into the world's fabric, restoring faith in the softer virtues that hold humanity together across time.